Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise your podcast. That means that you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So if you always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong trash bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex were sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer odor control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Blog Talk Radio.
This presentation may contain language and scenes which may be objectionable to certain individuals. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey yo, what up? Hey, yo, what up? This is Just Wolf. You're now listening to Soda Sound Radio with your host Half Pint. Come on, start the show.
What's up? Oh, see, still not used to this yet, and I don't even know if my sound is up. I don't hear myself, which is weird. Test, test, one, two, no. Test, 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 one, two. Test, test, one, two. Okay, I think sound is going on. But I'm over at Ryan's house, and welcome to another episode of Soda Sound Radio. Today is just, we just came from Updown. So just because we don't skip a beat, trying to just play some music, talk to you guys a little bit about what happened over the All-Star weekend. Crazy stuff. It just shows you can't take black folks nowhere. Reese was supposed to be jumping in, but we had to start the show late. Kind of hoping he does get on here, because he did want to talk a little bit about the All-Star Weekend and Blac Chyna. Her sex tape was released. I didn't watch it. I didn't really care for it. But we're going to go ahead and cut to a song that we're going to retire. Actually, no. I'm going to play something else here. This is Charlie K. I haven't played him last week, so I'm going to play him this week. This is... Whoa, Peanut. What a Peanut. Anyway, this is Charlie K. This is Shisa and Coles. Don't go away. Soda Sound Radio. We'll be back with some news.
Coals, the smell, it reeks on my clothes. My feet up, newest Adidas. My feet are in nose. My niggas is chilling, my foes they plotting. I'm planning my moves, I know that they watching. My chick is the illest, my swag is on fleek. You only see me once, nigga, imagine a week. You faggot, you sweet, go join the pageant, you geek. Take your iPad and go beat off in the corner for weeks.
Got no problem with homosexuals. They be with the best hoes, and they rock the best clothes. Charlie got the best flow, gotta let them vets know. This shit here is magic, yo chick on my Johnson Presto. Where we going? Let's go, let my GPS know. I'm down to go wherever they don't get snow. Now let me get this bread all stacked up. Bags all packed up and my iPhone backed up and we
fuck the
gone.
Other side, fuck the other side, bruh. Fuck that other side, fuck that other side, bruh. Fuck the other side, fuck that other side, ho. Fuck the other side, fuck that other side, ho. I'm really what's good, I'm really what's up, what's up. I'm really what's good, I'm really what's up, what's up. I'm really what's up, what's up.
Alright, I got it.
What's up, what's up. Shisha and coals, the smell, it reeks on my clothes. At Pizza Luce, drunk as fuck, getting slices to go. See, I switch up the flow. A lot of niggas making moves, but they not going nowhere far, like they on parole. Bars out of control, I'm the nicest for show. Newest Nikes to foams, check the prices on those. You can't buy them in stores.
You can't buy them in stores.
Yeah, yeah, I know you wanted it, I just wanted it more. Hungry as a kid on TV out in Africa. It's funny how they wasn't looking, now they staring back at ya. Used to point and laugh at ya. Now a nigga got the juice, am I the only cat that's rhyming? Guess that makes me Dr. Seuss. I'm leading my troops, I'm headed for war. Fuck it, I need a masseuse. My back to the wall. The proof is in the pudding, Bill Cosby. You cannot control, see me, what that mean, copy. Fuck the other side, fuck the other side, bruh.
Got it.
Fuck that other side, fuck that other side, bruh.
Got it.
Fuck the other side, fuck that other side, ho. Fuck the other side, fuck that other side, ho. I'm really what's good, I'm really what's up, what's up. I'm really what's good, I'm really what's up, what's up. I'm really what's up, what's up. What's up, what's up.
Told you I was gonna get that bitch. Nigga Terry see me with him, see what I be on, bruh. It's about 11:17 at night. I ain't getting tired, but I figured I might as well pop it. Crack open this little rock star. I does it.
Yes, I heard you blow into the microphone. Ow! Soda Sound Radio. Ryan is here with us.
Hey!
It's his house.
This is my house. I built this house.
So, I don't know if you saw God's Plan, which is Drake's video that came out, I believe, sometime last week.
I did not.
So right in the video, in the beginning of the video, hey, I can hear myself. Cool. Right in the beginning of the video, they, mentioned that Drake gave away close to $970,000. There was a scene where he was in a grocery store. He gets on the megaphone and says, anything that y'all want, it's on me. He goes to people, meets with them one-on-one, gives them money, various things. But on hotnewhiphop.com, Peter Rosenberg, says
Peter
that.
Rosenberg.
You don't like Peter? Okay, he's a wrestling mark.
I don't agree with him for the fact of his wrestling take.
What's wrong with his wrestling take?
This
is just a random show. So.
When he thought War Machine was one person, meaning that I believe he thought War Machine was John Coppenhaver,
the
MMA fighter who beat his girlfriend.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, War Machine's going to change his name when he gets signed. A tag team. Sorry.
No, that's fair.
It's just frustrating.
That's fair. If somebody would be that big of a mark, you would figure they would know who
definitely
the War Machine
supports was. You and you got that going for you. Like,
yeah. But I mean, like, he wears the shirts when he's not doing his show outside of WWE. He's wearing wrestling shirts. He's talking to people about wrestling. So you would think he would know what War Machine is.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Well, and when he did a Wrestle Kingdom review show, it doesn't know who War Machine is. I'm sorry.
Well,
take the headset off.
No, my. I don't know if it's gonna like go right into it here, but well, maybe not. Okay. Anyway, so it, Rosenberg pretty much trashed the video. He was saying that it's cheap for Drake to I guess, highlight other people's emotions when they're getting something done, like, good. If I'm in need and Ryan, you're helping me, and you film it, I guess Rosenberg was trying to say it was filling Drake's ego. and that...
that dude's got a bigger ego than most people I could even imagine.
Drake?
No.
Oh, Rosenberg. I was going to say, Drake is far from it.
Rosenberg comes in talking about, like, yeah, I'm the dude. Yeah. Look at my shit. Like, it's not cool with the dude.
I've seen the video, and I like it. It's already gone triple platinum just for one music video. It's racked up over 30 million streams on YouTube last week. So yeah, he gave away almost $1 million, helped out tons of people, good groceries, money, whatever. And Rosenberg said that it's filling up his ego. It's a little bit cheap to use those emotions of look at this person in need getting something good and transfer those emotions onto yourself. And that's where he departed. He said that Drake is cocky in a sense. That's what music videos does, I guess. And on the same sense as like online viral sensations, when you see them giving like homeless people like a place to sleep or money or food or something, they say that it's not necessarily for helping the people in need. It's just filling up your ego and patting yourself on the back. Barry Windham style.
Barry Horowitz.
Who's Windham? Is that
Windham?
Was
the dude that was Windham before?
Right? Yeah. Okay. See, I threw up before. And
Barry Horowitz.
Soon as I said that,
Jewish cat.
Soon as I said that, I was like, man. Yeah. Barry, Horowitz was the one that got himself over in WWE. He was like, no, you suck. Still.
He came out to the ring with like a rowdy ass Hava Nagila beat. He was like best friends with Hakushi. they're like Barry Horowitz. And I was like, doo 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 doo, ha 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 ha. I'll find
it. Now, for Rosenberg to say that Drake is filling his own ego, I think is a little bit absurd. Because if you listen to Drake's lyrics, like Trophies is one of them, and plenty of others where he talks about helping people, putting things. You know, putting things on his plate or on his back. And so, I think it's weird. However, Drake called Rosenberg and yelled at him. And Rosenberg said that once he talked to him, he felt or he knew that this is the most important thing that Drake has ever done and that he was clearly affected by helping those people. Whoa. That's lit.
I told you. Stamps.com.
So I hope Drake just does what he, you know, continues to do and not really. I mean, clearly he's affected by Rosenberg's comments, but as you said, Rosenberg doesn't know what the hell he's talking about half the time.
That he's somebody who pays enough attention to pop culture and social media and things that with somebody who does have power like Rosenberg, he straight out went out and addressed it.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He said that as soon as he picked up the phone, it sounded like there was an argument at Tim Hortons.
Yeah, Tim Hortons. That's like your Canadian Hardee's.
There's a Tim Hortons in St. Paul.
Yeah, they opened one off of Rice Street and one in Wall America.
Yeah.
There's a Tim Hortons where up in Canada they had Sidney Crosby doing drive through window.
Have any y'all ever went?
Yeah, well, no, but Ramina Shah, who we had on the show, who covers the Calgary Flames, had her on Sportscast. She went through Tim Hortons drive through and Sidney Crosby, who was that day, and she gave Sidney the finger.
Whoa.
She's all like, that's how I know like it legit happened. Because Ramina Shah's like, hey, look at your guys' boy.
Oh. And gave him the finger.
Yeah, because he like shorted her on her food. I didn't know what he was doing. There's a picture of it. I'll try to get on our Strong Style Media Facebook page.
That is lit.
Strong Style Media, not Strong Style Media 2. I'll put it on.
Shut up.
Okay.
So
So yeah, I mean, what do you feel about Drake? I mean, I know he's
sincere. You know how I feel about
that. He's sincerely genuine, and for Rosenberg to make that comment,
once again, Drake's another dude where he goes out of his way to make another album that is nothing like everything else he's ever done.
Hmm.
As you said, he goes triple platinum with the album, or with just the single.
Yeah.
And proves that he is good enough that he can make something happen with a different style of music every time he touches the microphone. Dude is a sensational artist. Look, it's the same thing as I've said. I hate Beyonce. I do not like Beyonce. But she is one of the most fantastically gifted artists you could ever imagine. Like you can't deny her talent. She might not be my cup of tea, but she is truly fantastic at what she does.
Yeah.
Drake is the same way.
Yep.
This dude goes, yeah, watch this. Check this out. I'm going to make another album. And I'm going to do it this way. And I'm going to make it this way. And I'm going to make it this way. And why not? Let's make this one this way. And he's still successful every single time.
Of course.
And not only is he successful, but people enjoy it. It's not like he's doing it just to do it and then people get upset about it and go, come on, man, stop trying so hard to be different.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, it's still tight as hell.
Yeah, he's still accepting for what he is.
Exactly, yeah, because they go, this dude continues to rock and roll.
He's taken some L's, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's been banned from a couple games.
Who hasn't been?
And things like that. Yeah, true. True. I just feel like Drake don't take the most. I think he takes the least L's out of everybody.
And I think part of the reason he does take the least L's is because of how good he really is.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a reason you take L's, but there's a reason that you take a minimal amount of L's.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, cat can play, man.
Yeah, true.
You know,
true.
Don't lie.
So
it ain't like Ezra Harris doing the national anthem. That was that cop. By the way, they're still all on.
I know. Oh my god! I wanted to play it for Alex.
All of those.
I was looking for R. Kelly specifically.
If you go SCR,
I saw it.
R. Kelly,
I saw it, and I was like, we're gonna lead ourselves to something tight. And like, I didn't even get the chance because Blog Talk cut us off because we went to overtime.
I left those all out there for that reason. Oh, again, my god. To touch them.
I was like, Alex, you gotta listen to this.
And you know, I'm somebody who likes to clean up that board, but I'm like, not today.
I laughed so hard, I was in tears.
Demetrius, you need to hear these national anthems, man. They're brutal.
I don't know if you. Well, you can't. You're not. You don't have a headset on.
We can get him a headset.
But I'm looking at you this whole time while I'm playing this, right, Demetrius? In my mind, were you listening to the music or were you listening to the content, like the actual cartoon?
Because
in my mind, you was listening to cartoon.
I was listening to the music.
Were you? Okay, the music.
I watched the Japanese version, so yeah.
So the music is, really? How far are they in the Japanese one compared to the U.S.?
Last episode is Saturday. For Super.
And
it's going on hiatus for a minute.
Wow, so I need to catch up.
Yes, you do.
I do. Anyway, that was JIDK, or just known as IDK. I reported earlier that his album has dropped under Adult Swim. He's not signed with Adult Swim, but he has great music under Adult Swim. If you go to AdultSwim.com/music, IDK has an album that should be out now, because they released it every week, two tracks a week. It should be out in full, and I believe it's under Apple Music. But that music was his beat. They played it in the background for this Dragon Ball Z commercial, and he was ecstatic.
That's kind of like Major Lazer.
On the True. Next whole episode of Dragon Ball Super,
I haven't seen Gohan around.
Gohan is a boy.
That is true.
A warrior you knew was a boy.
In my reality,
do you think that's Tsunami's doing?
Probably.
I paused the wrong one. Whoops. That was a trill beat. I kind of like how Toonami fuses some hip-hop beats with
At least Dragon Ball Z is the only one I see was Dragon Ball Z.
Best thing about that, though, is Dragon Ball always does it.
Mm.
Like, you'll hear even metal songs that people love on, like, the movies. If you watch the movies of Dragon Ball, they always put hip-hop or, like, metal music that's awesome with the cartoon because it fits.
Yeah.
And it sounds good. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's a good platform for him.
I agree. And I hope this elevates him. He's working on a new collaboration with Chief Keef, by the way.
Don't like.
So Takeshi, and that's really his name, right? He looked up what Takeshi 6ix9ine is still doing this thing. Talk a little bit more about it after this IB and Benzo track. This is free off their Cement Footprints third play. Here on Sarda Song Radio, so it's getting close to its death here. So we'll play that. We'll talk a little about Takeshi. Get some people's opinion on it after this.
Around the time of 1984, they seen it coming, so they hiding, ain't got time for running. Ears pushed to the door, listening for signs of bluffing. A sound to ruffling like we found something illegal. Y'all stole this country, now y'all up in arms, cause we worn our cut in. Blinded by love, so we don't see no repercussions. Your people come and keep the lights off, mouth shut. Light, rough, a slight cough, I wouldn't have even been born at all, my God. Bigger brother, just a Tyler back then. My mother praying that that boy don't even move a fraction. This what I'm saying, it would have been back to Africa with your black ass thoughts in the brain. To be that occupation I couldn't fathom. Crying shishes to a baby that can barely understand it. You've never heard a more beautiful silence. You've never seen a more beautiful triumph. The struggle just to live, gotta take everything they won't give. Hands up in the sky, everybody get high.
Has gotten smaller over the past few days.
Child, please. on Total Divas, she's like, damn it, I'm so tired. I need a coffee the size of my booty. I like this big ass cup of coffee.
Yeah, it is a big cup of coffee. She also told me to stay woke on WWE 2K18.
Get in.
So
I'm woke with that booty.
Ryan, if you're a rapper.
Yeah, I love how you closed your eyes and like grimaced as you said that. Oh, Ryan, if you're a rapper.
No, because I'm thinking
this next track is Sean Brown, Hustle to Get It.
Get it. No, if you're a rapper and you're getting death threats.
Oh shit.
Do you stop being a rapper, or do you continue on to do what you're doing?
No, I keep rapping because then if I'm getting death threats, that means I'm making enough money that I should have an entourage. Like 6'1" or 6'9" or whatever, before he got into that fight at that LA airport.
He's gotten into a lot of shit.
With his reading rainbow hair.
Yeah, and he continues to go like, okay.
Now, is his name 6'9"?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's Takeshi. Takeshi 6'9". Takeshi? No, okay.
I tell you what, the body parts is very working well if you were Takeshi.
So we talked about Drake and how no matter what he does, people love him regardless.
Yep.
Right? This guy is on the other side of the spectrum completely. This man shows up everywhere and gets his ass beat. You can almost place a bet under and over on who gets their ass beat more, TJ or Takeshi 6ix9ine.
When he was at a Super Bowl party in Minnesota and they threw ice at him.
He wouldn't perform. All-Star Weekend, he survived, but got into a fight.
He survived. That's hilarious.
which we were talking about All-Star Weekend a little bit as well. And now this one, he's not welcomed in San Antonio.
It's because Greg Popovich got that shit on lock. I want 6'9", messing with Danny Green.
He's getting death threats from a group in San Antonio. I'm trying to pull up the name. I had it not that long ago. Oh, Tango Orzin.
Is that like
Orhan?
Orhan.
Tango Orhan game?
Tango Orhan.
So they're like, dog, you're not welcome in our city. And if you show up, we'll kill you.
Tango Orhan.
Mainly because of he got into some court issues with
Tango Orhan.
Yes, but no, he's banned from their city because he's got into some legal issues with pedophile stuff. I think he had sex with a 13-year-old.
Oh, there goes Freddy.
Oh, Hoppy?
Hoppy in his piece.
Oh, you go right underneath the damn oven. What up, Hoppy?
Just grab that gimmick. Put him on a water dish.
The Hoppy was gonna do his thing. If you actually sliced that mouse, dude, that'd be lit.
He's over by the water dish.
I think he went back underneath the oven. Anyway, we're
gonna trap next to the water bowl.
We were getting sidetracked here by the unofficial pet. Unwanted,
he's got some competition in this piece.
Unwanted immigrant pet. But yeah, so like Minnesota, the All-Star Weekend, which was in Los Angeles, and now San Antonio, you're just not wanted. He has rainbow hair, and he talks about having sex with men in his lyrics. I know that for sure.
Didn't he have sex with like a 13-year-old woman?
Yeah. I was just mentioning that. He had. I think it was 13. What?
He filmed like a sexual act with a minor.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. Did he film it?
Yeah, he filmed it.
Push it against the wall.
Can you weightlift or something?
My fault.
All right, Hoppy. My bad. I'm just looking. My Hoppy? Hoppy's about to get it.
They use the wall as, like, sensors. Yeah.
Hoppy's about to get it.
Shit.
And so, Ryan, again, I'll repeat my question. If you're a rapper and you're getting death threats and you're unwanted by at least two other states and cities, do you continue?
Now, if the question is, am I 6'9", Tekashi 6'9"?
Yes.
Man, I'd go somewhere. I'd go try to harness my chi like Danny Rand in Iron Fist.
Gosh. Maybe you can teach Tekashi some karate. Tai Chi. I don't know how I feel about tight.
Sorry. I was harnessing my chi.
Because he's that pissed off. Yes. Oh, that pissed off with Tekashi where you're like, forget this.
Yeah.
He received death threats by LA gang members.
Apparently he has a lot of blood affiliations and ties that he like latches onto.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that dude's a gang member, holy shit. And that means I'm like the fucking CEO of Walmart or something.
Whoa.
Because that's remarkable. Like, if that dude came up to me and tried to rob me or something, I would start laughing. If he's like, hey, give me your money. What is going on here? I'm like, hey, man, you can put the groceries in the back.
True. Help in the back.
My Cadillac CRF.
Help delivers in the back.
Yeah. You can go do something with yourself.
Oh, that's funny.
The hell with that, dude. I'm sorry. That's just, it's laughable. Like, I feel like somebody just let him out of, let him out of camp early because he had the measles. Like, oh, we gotta let Tekashi 619 or whatever get out of here.
That's funny. By the way,
I mean, his album comes out as Day 69.
Yeah, tonight. Day 69 drops tonight.
Yeah, 16 minutes ago it comes out. Get the hell out of here. It's not good. It's terrible. This is the problem I have with hip-hop, is people like this are nothing more than a joke. This dude's a joke.
I agree.
And he appeals to teenagers, you know, Caucasian teenagers like myself, who think it's awesome to sit there and, do a monotone mosh pit while enjoying his music.
I gotta feed his mosh pit. Like, whoa.
I told you sometimes it works. Like, I feel like myself and Demetrius, we're going to Kill Switch Engage on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Kill Switch is there, Anthrax is there. It's gonna be a good ass time.
Uh-huh.
I'm really excited. There's gonna be a pit in the middle of it. I guarantee that. Everything I see of this Tekashi 6'9 guy,
hello?
Like, people just start. I don't know. It's like, you ever seen that video where the non-sociable emo? I don't want to use that because I don't want to stereotype. The non-social emo kids are under a bridge dancing.
Oh yeah. Like, and they usually play the Thomas the Engine.
Yeah. That's the kind of people that go to this show, like. Ain't no disrespect, but like, I bet you this dude at our work named Dalton is at the 6ix9ine concert.
Hell no. We talk about that a lot, actually. Dalton's like, I hate
Let's
that
call
guy.
Him.
Do we have? Yeah, I have his number.
Here, you got hit that call button. Here it is right here. Let's call this dude. We're going to call somebody who is 20 years old and is the age of what these people are that would enjoy this. And we're going to ask them live on radio. This is going to be fantastic. If he doesn't answer, we're going to call him again. Because he might not know the number and just not answer. If he answers, I'll jump right in on the combo. But Dalton, I'll take care of this. I'll take care of this. Okay. Let's see if he answers. He might not even answer. I hope he answers. Why? Dalton!
What's up?
You know who this is?
No, I have no idea.
This is the man who gives you a paycheck every Tuesday.
Yeah, and the black guy.
Oh my god.
Get
in.
Yeah. We are calling you. You are live on the radio. This is Soda Sound Radio.
Yeah.
And we want to call somebody and ask them their opinion on Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh god.
We are trying to figure out as to why there is some sort of appeal or some sort of excitement behind this guy. And the first thing was to call you and ask you your opinion on this guy.
What is your opinion?
And then we'll let
him
to sleep because we are waiting.
He's like a disgrace to mankind, I think. Because he has Skittles in his hair.
So
he says like the N word, but I don't think he's black.
You would he's not. He's like native and Taiwan mixed.
Native and Taiwan.
All the colors of the rainbow.
So what I want to know, Dalton. Shout out to Dalton, ladies and gentlemen. Answer their phone call. He's live on the air. For everybody here. You're live. There's people in the Philippines that listen to this, Dalton. So,
and Taiwan.
You're worldwide right now.
Taiwan.
I want to ask you one question. I want to ask you one question. Why, in this core circle of probably 17 to 22 year old, 16 to 22 year old Caucasian men, is this guy famous? Like, what does he do that draws people to like this guy?
He's like SoundCloud famous, so he's kind of a joke.
SoundCloud rapper.
I think he's more of a clown than a rapper.
That's fair.
He's just like a goofball. People like to listen to goofballs nowadays.
So, would you take a paper cut in the webbings of all of your fingers or go see a Tekashi 6ix9ine concert?
Paper cut and lemon squeeze right in there.
Would you rather get stroked off?
He's terrible.
Would you rather get stroked off by a member of the same sex or go see a Tekashi 6ix9ine concert?
Oh, God. I'd let him go crazy on me.
So obviously, Dalton would just take anything over going to go see a Tekashi 6ix9ine concert.
Yeah, big time.
Sorry, we'll
big time.
So you're not,
no, it's all good. I'm dealing with tooth pain right now, so it's all good.
Oh, he's got the hurry.
Would you rather keep that tooth pain or go see a Tekashi
6ix9ine? Tooth pain, definitely.
I love it.
Forget it, Armin. Give me that.
Thanks for answering, Dalton. We'll see you back.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a good night.
Love you, girl.
All right, peace.
There we go. We just had somebody who's in the demographic that enjoys Tekashi 6ix9ine, and he would rather deal with tooth pain and did not even want to admit to same sex stroke on. I mean, what else do you want?
Oh my god, he's
but Jennifer Love Hewitt's going nuts right now, and I know it's your last hour. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? That's what's happening right now, man. God, what are you waiting for?
You're like doing the Okada and like pissed off at the same time.
The camera goes way in the sky, and she's like,
What are you waiting for?
For what?
For the hook guy. I know what you did last summer.
Oh, no.
After they smoked fine ass.
Usher?
Buffy. Buffy. What's her name?
Jennifer Love Hewitt, ain't it?
No, but what's Buffy's name?
Ain't it?
Sarah Michelle Cook.
Oh, sure. Yeah, McGill.
Sarah Michelle Cook.
I see, Cook.
Is she my wife?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Who was, I thought it was Jennifer Love Hewitt. What did she do?
No, Jennifer Love Huge Tits is the one that was screaming.
Oh,
her friend was Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh.
Who I said was Sarah Michelle Cook.
Yes.
Hi. Freddie Prinze Jr., I'm coming for you, Vinegar.
Are they dating?
They're married.
Are they still?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Is he still on Raw?
No, he does a lot of ESPN LA, though. Like, he'll go on there with Mason and Ireland and talk Dodgers.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is that an upgrade?
My hat is.
Oh.
If she wants upgrade, she can call me 651-308. That was where we were supposed to cue in the music, so I couldn't finish.
Oh, well, I was getting to say, before you get a creepy-ass stalker, I'll tell you one person who's still living in a fantasy world. Just like everybody else after I retired as Minnesota Truck.
And power pressure washing?
No, but I think what we're going to do is actually going to play this Minnesota track. We're going to retire it. Then we'll cut to commercial.
Right.
Long break. But we'll be back after this.
On top of the world, Chris. On top of the world. Blocking my mind a lot till I get myself right. It's block idle thoughts, trying not to mimic my idle thoughts. Peep them doing things that I would not, and vice versa. My vice versa, script them on at least suicidal thoughts. Victim of the beat, singing whispers, trying to listen to the streets. Living in this basement, all that's missing is the heat, homie. Niggas didn't eat, only dinner was to sleep, homie. Ain't returning texts, wasn't hitting shit for weeks. But when it comes together, then the missing is complete. I'm sitting in his Jeep, twisting swishes on a flyer. Head nodding, dead silence after hitting from the tire. Plenty of us winning, I begin to get inspired. And always hit the digits of the kids that I admire. But it's different these days, family. Last chance, proving dreams ain't fantasy. Yeah. Oh, my mama got the fake shit. I tell your mama that.
Forgot that it just cuts off like that. There's no fade out. I should really like edit that myself.
Yeah.
Give them a custom fade out. But Ryan, we're gonna go ahead and use your commercial blocks.
This is the third show in a row. Did you guys know Pop Culture Season?
No, we play wrestling themes too.
Yeah, this is the fourth show in a row wrestling themes.
Is it? Tight.
Yeah, because I played on Sportscast too.
Did you?
Someone's gonna hear. spend my day working hard on the go.
We did.
My hand on the clock keeps spinning too slow.
Alex, made
I can't
sense.
Wait to be alone with my baby tonight.
He was like, apparently this is still Monday. I'm like, shut up. Give me a song, and I'll play it. But
we're still tight.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and let you choose, Ryan. One, two, or three.
Let's do number one, because I want to hear that. No, wait. Number one.
You know the songs, though.
One is
Jeff Jarrett. Two is TJ?
Yep.
Three is TJ.
Three is Bailey.
Okay, three is Bailey. So which one do you want to hear?
Don't do one, because one's going to get to hear me go, strong style media. And I'm like having sex with the microphone.
But everybody got to hear you pop that low.
All right, do number one then.
Okay.
Most people would consider this illegal.
What was mere vision suddenly became a reality. When you put a bunch of entities together and you bundle into one giant conglomerate, baby, you get Strong Style Media. My name is Ryan Cook. I'm the chairman of our company, and I'm here to tell you that each and every week, Sunday through Thursday night, we give you the best in radio. For boxing needs, Standing 8 Count Radio. For pro wrestling, we got WrestleCast. We got your sports knowledge covered with SportsCast. You like movies? The pop cultures are where it's at. And for all your local hip-hop, Soda Sound Radio. Make sure to subscribe, like, comment, rate, share, follow everything you got. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Radio Tune, and that more. We are Strong Style.
Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
You won't see these folks at the post office. They have businesses to run. They have passions to pursue. How do they avoid trips to the post office? Stamps.com. Mail letters. Ship packages. All the services of the post office right on your computer. Get a 4-week trial, including postage and a digital scale. Go to stamps.com today.
Hey, Alex Mello here, host of The Pop Culturist on the Strong Style Media Network, inviting you to join myself alongside Half Pint's Kyle Adams as we discuss all the latest news and reviews in movies, music, and television. Check us out every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time here on blogtalkradio.com. Also, you can check out the Pop Culturist archives on Blog Talk Radio, search bar, Strong Style Media, as well as on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google Play to hear all the eclectic offerings here at Strong Style Media. We are conglomerates.
What are we looking at here?
Lists all over this safety thing. Third-party background check for drivers.
24/7 trust and safety team.
Critical response line.
All right, List, two can play at this game. What if we had a safe word?
What about boba?
No, but if you actually wanted boba, it's got to be more exotic. What's your wife's name?
Oh, Barbara?
Safe word's Barbara.
I like that.
Okay.
While we're playing wrestling themes on a hip-hop show, no idea. However, it's still pretty lit. I am really getting annoyed. Whoa! With this mic. If it works. I think y'all can hear me. But welcome back. And thank you for listening. Apparently, again, we're playing wrestling theme songs. I could not find my key again. That's the second time I lost the key. Tried to run out there and go start my car. Couldn't get there. Ryan's back. he's getting ready to come over here and grab the headset as I find an instrumental to play. And we'll talk about this idiot known as R. Kelly. So, I couldn't find my key as I was yelling out there towards you. Huh?
I was going to say, are you muted? Going to air?
No, I'm not muted. Oh, I can hear myself now. It just went away.
Oh, my Lord. Yes, please.
Ah,
no, please.
So, Ryan, where in the movie, where was Black Panther held?
Wakanda.
Is that a real place?
No.
So why in the hell is R. Kelly talking about he's on his way there?
He's going to hang out with Tupac.
There, my buddy Corbin looked it up. And it's not
like a blizzard outside.
Is it really that?
My hair is like covered.
I couldn't understand why he thought he was going to go on to Wakanda.
That's because he got evicted.
He did get evicted.
He got evicted from two cribs.
What was the second one?
I thought they were both in Atlanta. He don't got cribs in Atlanta.
I know he got robbed.
Fender.
In his house in Atlanta, but he had a mansion. I want to say that was in Chicago, and he got evicted out of that one for having a sex cult.
let me pull it up here. Hold on. I could be way wrong here. Let me see if I can find this. I think I know who had something about it, but I can't guarantee it. So it's just a matter of if I can find this. Box 13, Memphis. Here we go.
Oh, Duluth Mansion. That was in Atlanta. So R. Kelly's two Atlanta homes were burglarized while he was on tour. So two of his houses got robbed. And then he got kicked out of his mansion because he didn't pay rent. But he was also involved in that sex cult.
Yeah, Memphis has got a lot of shit going on as I'm scrolling through this. Oh, my God. I just see flyers and mugshots. I take a picture of Iggy. Tie him up.
This is crazy. So, like, people are just going ham on him.
Young Dolph's crew was arrested during a bust.
Whoa.
I don't even know. Is that Dolph Ziggler's, like, alter ego?
That's what I was hoping.
Ooh, I can hear.
That's what I was hoping. Oh, there it goes.
It's going to rain.
It's gone again. Damn.
Hey, I don't know where it went, but there was like a funny ass meme that they posted. You know how, like, have you seen how Wendy's Twitter, like, is just savage and
yes.
doesn't care?
Yep.
There was something like that with this Fox 13 Memphis where they posted something about R. Kelly. But I guess it's farther back than I thought.
How come in the NBA a lot of players aren't mic'd to where you'd want to hear trash talking?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. R. Kelly evicted from Atlanta homes. And Fox 13 Memphis tweeted, it's the remix to eviction. Like, it's the remix.
I caught up.
Evicted from Atlanta homes, owes 30K court documents show. Fillings with the magistrate court of Fulton County from February 13 show that the Grammy-winning women singer R. Kelly has been evicted from two homes in Atlanta. The R&B singer was renting houses in the cities of Johns Creek neighborhood. The document shows that Kelly owns SB Property Management Global LLC more than $31,000 in past due rent payments. Online records for Fulton County don't show any criminal filing is against Kelly. A spokesperson for the singer, Travion Cuddy, told the Atlanta Journal consultation that Kelly has no commitment at this time, no comment at this time on the disposory affidavits filed against him. When reached by the Atlanta County Journal consultation on Monday, Edmund Green of SB Property Management Global said he could not comment on the filings. The court documents carried Green's signature on the affidavit. According to the court documents, the homes Kelly has been evicted from are the old Homestead Trail and St. Donovan Crossings.
So he has been evicted from two homes in Atlanta. He don't got homes in Atlanta.
Panda. You don't.
Panda, panda.
So that's crazy.
Somebody said, when the bank's telling you no. And then somebody said, why did I read this in R. Kelly's singing voice? I did worse. I sung it in his voice. You remind me of my Jeep that I live in.
That's so bogus. People are day to day just bogus. They do not care.
There's a meme of the gif of Kobe Bryant shaking his head, itching his head. At least he's got a closet to crash in. He probably pissed in it, though.
Iggy Azalea is out here posting videos of the Dookie shoot.
She got a fat ass.
She do. It's nice.
I don't say many things nice about Iggy. She got a fat ass.
Did you care about her and Nick Young at all?
No.
No.
And I would have cared probably even less/more if he was still a Laker. But now he's on Golden State. I'm like, ah, y'all can handle
it. Yeah, he'll still shoot that motherfucker.
The Bay can handle Nick Young. Swaggy P ain't doing nothing.
Even if Steph Curry is wide open, he's still going to shoot that motherfucker.
Yeah, he is.
That's funny.
Steph Curry's wide at the top of the key, and he's like, nah, play, I got the shot.
Give you.
Clang!
Exactly.
Clang!
She has a new single out called Savior, which was the, I guess, first single from her Jumping record labels.
Is it better than Bounce?
I don't know.
Bounce.
But
bounce, that song, no, Bounce in the motherfucking house. Is it better than that?
I haven't listened to it yet.
Should I find it?
Yeah, I would like to hear it.
All right. Get my producer on looking for it.
So, pretty much, it's a new single with Quavo. So I think I did hear this, actually. It came out last week. And nobody really cared for it. However, Iggy is saying that it's something that she needed to get done because Def Jam wasn't really rocking with her.
Here's Savior.
Okay.
Good production.
It's better than Bounce. I don't know.
It's better than Team also. That song sucks too.
But these videos are dope. But
you gonna hit these hands.
I didn't really care for that little sample on 5 mics that gets a 1-star.
Now, if it has a Quavo in it, does it get a
it gets amigo. However, Quavo was stunting. I don't know if you saw that All-Star performance where he blocked Rachel D.
Yeah, Quavo was playing the All-Star game like he was Liam Neeson in Taken.
Yeah.
I have a certain set of skills. Like, he was Rachel D'Amita from NBA 2K. She played for Old Dominion College. She was a Division I player. She was really good. And you could see it when you were playing NBA 2K in the little video. She's a hooper.
Yeah.
Quavo, man, he thought, like, she had intel on his kids or something.
She flopped, though. You saw that? She was so embarrassed off that block. She flopped. That was all ball.
Yeah.
That was bogus, though. He played the lanes, dude. Got a steal off the lane.
I would look that up, too.
He swatted her. Like, oh, my God. I think he blocked, like, 2 chicks. He just did not care. He got MVP. Shouts to him. I'm seeing if I could pull up his stats, see if there is it. But there's Atlanta DJ already co-signing. Big Tigger himself is saying that.
Oh, my God. He threw her stuff. And then he helps her up.
Hey, oh, my bad. You okay?
He helps her up after that. Bah! Yeah. She flopped in terror. coming in like this. Beaver was going to come in and sit here like a...
He does not care.
Shout out to Beaver wearing the other team's shorts.
Male or female.
Did he get traded during the game or something?
That's my guess. That's like Anthony Davis wearing DeMarcus Cousins jersey.
Yep.
At the All-Star game.
Oh, I see Hoppy.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, he almost ran into it. He ran around it.
Damn it.
There. He ran right by it.
Get it. Snap it.
Hoppy almost took it.
I was hoping so. I don't see where it says his stats. However, Big Tigger says that he should get a 10-day.
Did he play harder than Percy Miller did in those Raptor and Hornets tryouts?
Oh, my God. How did he even make, like, squad? Was it preseason that he played?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, he wasn't, like, awful.
No, I hear Master P and Lil Romeo is actually good.
Well,
but not,
I think
not,
Lil Romeo had, like, a USC scholarship.
Yeah, but then he fucked that up and ended up going beyond JUCO.
Yeah.
Like, below JUCO to the point where they was like, we don't even got a team.
He was out like intramural.
No comeback kid for him. I hear they're actually really good. It's just, didn't Master P, like, airball free throw? I'm looking like.
I want to, like, grab the broom and, like, sit here, and then when he comes out, it's
just Sandman him?
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Fucking Hoppy.
Why do people say that, man? That bothers me. What makes, like, yeah, it was a celebrity all-star game. But I bet you Quavo will lose to Terrell Owens, who's, like, the OG MVP.
Now, what about Kevin Hart? Wasn't he, like, the MVP for, like, the longest time?
God, no.
Seriously?
God, no.
Like, I'm serious. I thought Kevin Hart was, like, all-star MVP for the celebrity game.
Ew!
Like 5 years in a row.
What was it, just popular vote?
I'm looking it up right now.
For sure.
All-star celebrity game weekend. Let's see. Celebrity game most valuable player. 2012 Kevin Hart, 2013 Kevin Hart, 2014 Kevin Hart, 2015 Kevin Hart, 2016 Wynn Butler, 2017 Brandon Armstrong, 2018 Quavo.
Who the hell is these last two people between Kevin Hart and Quavo?
2011 was Justin Bieber, 2010 was Michael Rappaport, 2009 was Terrell Owens.
Rappaport.
2007, Tony Potts. 2006, Nelly. 2005, Ryan Knight. So Kevin Hart won it 4 straight years.
Wow.
Dude, he's a hooper, apparently. Hey, man, Muggsy Bogues told you size don't matter.
Actually,
he smoked J. Cole, Common, and Neo.
Yeah, that's insane. One thing I do want to say, though, I don't know if you ever saw Pride, the movie with the swim team. Terrence Howard?
No, just the fight team or the fighting.
Whoa.
Kevin Hart got 2 technicals in the final minute in 2012.
Whoa. Black China's lawyers are receiving death threats. Russell Wilson to attend Yankees training camp. I know it's all sports stuff, but.
Now Russell Wilson, Hoppy's gone! Oh, shit,
we just saw execution live on air.
I'm calling Jeff Drew.
Rest in peace, Hoppy. Rest in peace, Hoppy. I think that's it, though. I think you guys are cleared out now. Logic is releasing new music. Speaking of new music.
Oh, it's twitching.
Well, yeah, it's still... Ew, why am I looking? This is a back-to-back. This is Just Was Home Sweet Home, as we say, rest in peace to that.
It's twitching.
Oh, and enough following up Home Sweet Home. I really like this track.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Just Wolf, who's doing his thing with Hecatomb and Carnage Execution and everything. They just had their concert a couple days ago. So this is Home Sweet Home and Enough by Just Wolf combined. And we'll be back. with some more news after this. Rest in peace, Hoppy.
Enough, enough, enough. I gotta get it out, 'cause if it's Satan's side. It might just take control of everything I hide. Try not to self-destruct if you want to survive. Tell them you've had enough, enough.
Yeah, it's a trip, walking on a world in which a man can wear a kid's tuition on his wrist, or my mother's life savings on his wrist, and it's not a burden. He says he's earned it, and doesn't feel ashamed even a bit. I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed. Yeah, a little angry, but there's need for outside voices. Everybody's so thirsty, we didn't even notice that the potion we all were sipping on was poison. So, another round for my friends, my compatriots. Another round for this sense of aimlessness. Another round, but did you really think we were talking about drinks? Another round. Now, it's so easy to believe that we are powerless. Paper dolls drowned in the puddles that we wallow in. We're following the footsteps of those who came before and had focus. Enough paper dolls can soak up the whole ocean. Yeah.
I gotta get it out, cause if it stays inside, I might just take control of everything I hide. Try not to self-destruct. If you want to survive, tell them you had enough. No, no, no.
Soda Song Radio, we're over here still mourning the death of Hoppy. But I actually saw this video. Now it's called Mousetrap. Oh no! Mousetrap, Monday.com. And the little mouse took this piece of cheese and ended up crushing its mother.
And just look at us while we're just sitting here.
Oh my goodness, that's really depressing. And ironically, back to back, Chuck's Wolf with Home Sweet Home and In Enough, and then we end up talking about this mouse getting murked.
Love you.
Really, really sad. Ryan, how do you feel that you just murked, or you defeated Hoppy?
Oh my god.
I just watched one where the
Shao Kahn wins fatality.
I just watched one where this baby mouse set off a trap on its own mom. Took the cheese and then the trap went whoosh.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Kyle, you're gonna be a homie, right?
I gotta actually pick that thing up.
And just throw it in the garbage outside. Hey, look, I'll even give you a bag for it.
Kyle, can you sweep it into the bag?
No, I'm saying pick up the trap and throw the trap in there. Dude, I'll throw up, man. I'm a pussy. Look, I'm admitting on national radio that I'm a pussy.
I know, that don't make it feel any better because then I have to admit the same thing, too. I don't like touching that shit.
That thing got murked.
It did.
Ooh, I wonder what happened.
Where's Peanut when you need her?
Peanut, the thing would snap back and hit Peanut still.
That'd be funny. She'd be so confused.
I can't believe that just happened.
That's tight. I mean, I feel bad for the mouse, but... Damn.
Hoppy, R.I.P.
Rest in peace, Hoppy.
January 28th to February 23rd.
He fucked up. Was he here for a month?
I don't know. When did you see him?
Oh, back in February. Like 2 weeks ago, if not.
Well, then RIP February 10th, too.
Yeah, you had a short life. I thought I saw another one. You ever had that moment where you, like, see something and now you're just paranoid for the rest of the fucking night? You see one mouse and you're like, God, now there's like 80 of them everywhere.
Done.
Hmm? And that's crazy. Like we don't want to touch dead mice, but. Ugh. I told you about my uncle and how he like choked out a mouse.
Yeah.
With his bare hands.
Yeah. It's
fucking gross.
He's that chicken.
We talked about Peter Rosenberg and how he disliked Drake. Well, just like Drake's God Plan video. Not necessarily Drake, but the video. IDK gets his music featured on Dragon Ball. He's ecstatic. 6ix9ine just is hated everywhere he goes. Drake is in talks with Adidas.
Is he?
Yeah. What's that boy? Pharrell just released his shoes through Adidas. Quavo deserves a 10-day for blocking females. Iggy Azalea, which I mentioned, left Def Jam. Went to Island. I want to say Def Jam Island. But either way, she left Def Jam in a hole and went to Island.
So she's by herself on an island?
I guess so. And that's where that new music came from. Nipsey Hussle, by the way, was on...
Nipsey,
he is tight. He was on, I want to say Hot 97 with Rosenberg and him. And Cardi B mentioned that she hates wearing flue. F-L-U-E, which is a disrespect for wearing blue for Crips. Cardi B has been a well-known blood member. Nipsey Hussle is a Crip, rolling 60s. And he was like, I don't really care. He still rocks with Cardi B, but he says that's just the way they talk. He feels like it shouldn't have been publicly spoken. He feel like if she hates wearing blue, she should just say blue and not flu. Apparently, these gangs are not taking shit from any rapper. Like, Cardi B, Tekashi 6ix9ine, a couple of others, making death threats. Lil Yachty is coming out with new music. Lil Boat, number two. Are you excited, Ryan?
No. I couldn't give a hot shit next door to Texas. I'd rather watch Bone Soldier wrestle.
Dang. I don't know anything about this turban stuff. So Conor McGregor gets stripped from a title, which I didn't even know he held.
Yeah, two titles. But he wasn't defending either of them.
So then why are you mad that you're stripped? It's weird to me. Tech N9ne, who his new single is starting to make its way up here in the Midwest. Before we heard his new single, Don't Want None, which was on 95.3, and your new driver was actually surprised as well. I don't know his name, Brian, but he's pretty dope.
New driver?
Yeah. Or was he a cook?
You have dark hair?
Yeah.
His name Josh?
I said I don't know his name. It might be Josh.
That's Jordan's fiance.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's working this week while I'm off on vacation.
Mm. Yeah. So he's pretty cool.
Did he know rap music or something?
He knows Tech N9ne.
Oh.
However, they are launching a new subdivision under their Strange Music record label. It's called Strange Main. M-A-I-N. It's going to feature more pop music. He explained that they love all types of music. For them to expand just makes sense. CEO Travis O'Gwynn, the idea for pop has been in the works for several years now. Their newest and latest member, Mackenzie Nicole, was actually signed to Strange Music in 2015, but now she's gonna headline or frontline the pop division in Strange Main. I mean, I guess that's a cool thing. When you have money and you feel like you're on top of stuff, why not try and branch yourself out and see if you can expand? I don't know. I'm not too familiar with Mackenzie's work, as I feel like I should be, but I'm not. So next week, you will hear me report on her, where I will try and listen to some of her music. But for now, Strange Main is what it do. Have you seen the Blac Chyna sex tape?
No. Is that the bald chick?
No. That's Amber Rose.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, that's good.
I'm not up on my hip-hop girls.
Good guess. However,
I just know Iggy's butt.
Blac Chyna got a release. That's Rob Kardashian's ex.
Okay.
Yeah. And she just released a sex tape. Well, it got put out. But I feel like if you're a celebrity and you have a sex tape out there, like, how do you get it leaked?
Because you gave it to somebody on purpose to get released so you can get exposure.
Because there's no way, if I'm a celebrity, that you're just going to have this just sitting here for me.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to just let 19 random people touch my computer or my cameras and shit.
Exactly. Tight. So I thought that was a bit stupid. I did mention Logic is announcing new music, which is cool. Ludacris talked about Tyrese, but I don't really care to mention that. Because I think it's stupid. Big Sean is making more music, which is cool. Who is Lesnar going up against in UFC? I mean, this is a mixture of everything I'm reading.
There's a rumor of John Jones.
Yeah, that's right.
That'd be after Mania.
That'd be ridiculous. That'd be ridiculous.
That'll be people's ass.
Oh my god.
John Jones is a failure.
He is a failure.
Ain't catch no crackhead.
Ain't catch no crackhead. Quincy Jones. Me and Alex talked about it on Pop Culturist and how he just went off saying Michael Jackson's Vera Larga was bullshit, the Beatles was garbage.
He said Villa Largo.
And so now
it's not like a vacation.
No. Is that what is it called?
Villa Lago?
Villa Largo?
No, Lago.
Lago? Like there's no R?
It's not like... You're going on vacation.
Maybe. It's bullshit. Wow. What do you listen to when you work out?
Podcast.
That's fair. Eminem's Till I Collapse is Spotify's most streamed workout record, which doesn't surprise me. That's a simple beat. The one with Nate Dogg,
mm-hmm.
And it's just the We Will Rock You almost. Yeah. So that's that don't surprise me.
I don't know the actual words.
Oh wow, you can see Kanye West smiling via Kim Kardashian. No, I don't think anybody cares for that. However, that is him breaking character. Because he always said for the media he'll never smile again, which I think is ridiculous. Kodak Black gets 3 charges dropped in ongoing legal battle, so that's good.
Sydney's happy.
He likes Kodak Black?
Some like coffee shop or something like that. That's his jam. Kind of sounds like a cartoon. That's his jam in that paint room or whatever by YNB Neymar Demir.
Sydney's tight. He's going to rob somebody soon. It would have been Hoppy if he wouldn't have got murked.
Yeah. I think that's sure Hoppy.
Oh.
Well.
Sean Kingston ordered to pay Jewel over $301,000. How do you owe somebody that much money?
I don't know. He's probably like Bray Wyatt buying miniature horses for women when he owes things.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah. Bray Wyatt's like $5,000 back on child support because he's buying JoJo like swimsuits and miniature horses.
Is that who his chick was?
The one is now.
Oh, okay.
The ring announcer girl?
Yeah. Who was she with before?
Well, she was on like one thing of Total Divas and Justin Gabriel was giving it the business.
That's funny. These women bounce around so much unless they're married.
ridiculous.
Ring rat, y'all. Damn, man. Look over at the oven.
It's going to be there. Peanut's just going to have to eat that damn thing.
Yeah.
Birdman guarantees Lil Wayne Carter 5 is dropping this year. I believe he's still under quote-unquote contract because I think he has like one more album left through Cash Money, even though all that legal stuff went on. Birdman is still promoting him. Rihanna turned 30 over the weekend. I didn't even know she was that old. Not saying 30's old, but I just thought she was a lot younger than 30. That's interesting. Got about 5 minutes left of the show here. I think I done played all the songs I wanted to play for today. I mean, just Desdemona, but
you can always take us out with R. Kelly.
Could take you out to R. Kelly. What do you got coming up over the weekend, Ryan? We'll do that the usual bit.
Standing eight count. If we get that going on Sunday. I got a bunch of fights talking about. Saturday night, Sarissa Katsura-Rung VSI will be fighting Juan Francisco Estrada. It's going to be fantastic. Sarissa Katsura-Rung VSI is the man who got back-to-back dominating wins over Choco Latito Gonzalez.
Mm.
That's on the Superfly 2 card. Also talking the Danny Garcia, Brian, and Rios fight from last week. And then Monday, WrestleCast. We got a ton. We might even do a WrestleCast this weekend for the Honor Rising New Japan Pro Wrestling Ring of Honor shows.
Yeah. What's the main on that one?
Well, the one that starts in 2 hours tonight is Marty Scurll, Adam Page, and Cody Rhodes taking on Chase Owens, Kota Ibushi, and Kenny Omega. And then the one tomorrow night, same time, 3:30 start time, will be Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi, the Golden Lovers, against Cody Rhodes and Marty Scurll.
Who's benefiting from that, honestly? Is it Ibushi or is it Omega?
Both.
You think so?
Yeah.
I honestly feel like Omega doesn't need a tag run.
No.
But then again, I feel like there's really none for him to do singles either.
Well, I think Ibushi's good enough that it doesn't. I think this is something they both want to do, and I think it's going to, sadly, I think it's going to lead to them wrestling at maybe Wrestle Kingdom. Which, if they wrestle Wrestle Kingdom, I'm going to be there live, and I'm really excited to watch that match.
Yeah.
But I just don't want this whole Kenny Omega Bullet Club dispute just a setup to turn on Kota Ibushi.
Is that disrespectful to, like, AJ Balor?
No.
And all them because their faction is dying?
No, it's not dying at all.
You don't really?
You still got Tamatanga, Tangaloa, Bad Luck Fala, Yujiro Takahashi, Chase Owens, Marty Scurll, Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks. They're all in it.
They can carry it, though?
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, even with them splitting up to be
the
Elite?
Young Bucks.
The Elite, though.
The Elite are in the Bullet Club.
I know, but I'm saying that's what the rumor was. They was going to split out and make the Elite.
Yeah, well, and the Elite's always just been what Kenny and the Bucks were called.
Mm.
They were the Elite inside of the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
But we still have the villain, Marty Scurll.
Yeah.
We still have Cody, who's huge. Adam Page.
I actually hear people are turning on Cody when I read, like, comments, like the IWC in particular. Don't really like Cody.
Yeah. I'm not worried. It's too big of a thing that it's going to. If they thought it was going to die with how much money they're all making off of the Bullet Club, I mean, it doubles the sales of Rick and Morty products and Hot Topics.
I see.
I mean, you know how much money that is? They moved like 434,000 shirts.
That's crazy.
Or something. You figure like $20 a pop.
You see it a lot too, so.
I mean, you can't turn on Raw without seeing 6 Young Buck shirts in the front row.
True.
So I don't think they're doing anything that would hurt their pocket. I think everything they're doing is calculated.
That's fair. I mean, if you took Bullet Club, Omega, even G.O.D. out of Bullet Club, and you're left with, like, Paige, Cody, Scurll. Do you still wouldn't consider that a dying faction?
No, because Cody Rhodes sells merch. Adam Page is starting to. Marty Scurll sells merch. I mean, I went to Hot Topic last night.
Mm-hmm.
There was, like, 3 Marty Scurll shirts in Hot Topic. Like, 3 Villain Club shirts just in Hot Topic.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, they know what they're doing. They're not stupid enough to hurt their pocket.
Yeah.
If this was going to hurt their pocket, they would have never done it.
Yeah.
I just hope it's not a whole setup to turn on Kota Ibushi. because then it's too predictable, and I don't want that. I want this to be something different.
What would you want to see?
I want to see Kenny and Cody, or Kenny and Kota do what they're doing, and then just have Let's Wrestle at Wrestle Kingdom as a friendly match. And I want to go to Hot Topic and buy a Gold Mother shirt.
Yeah, me too.
You know, something like that.
Fair enough. Well, 40 seconds left. We'll give the man some exposure, being that he lost all of his homes. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen, to Soda Sound Radio. This is R. Kelly. We'll play him as a remembrance. Never forget R. Kelly. Good night, everybody. And be sure to check out WrestleCast Radio potentially at 3 a.m. tomorrow for the New Japan show. If not, you'll catch them Monday at 6 p.m. Otherwise, there's a standing eight count at 10 p.m. Central on Sunday.
Booyah.
So have a good night. This is for Hoppy and R. Kelly. Good night, everybody.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed by the twilight?
Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad ForceFlex were sold head-to-head. So you'll be...
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags. Always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad ForceFlex were sold head-to-head. So you'll be...
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty! Dude.